Hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin, the host. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service. We are always in the business of buying and selling all forms of precious metals, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and some other oddities. We buy and sell rare coins. We buy and sell coins in collections, estates, accumulations, hoards, you name it. The way people have accumulated coins over the years, sometimes it'd blow your mind. We are wealth and capital preservation specialists, helping people to preserve their wealth and capital asset base in a permanent, long-term, timeless, financially conservative, biblical way that lasts. It's secure, it's wise, it's basically very biblical. It's the way God designed it to be handled. And it works. And you don't have to worry about any promises from man. That's the bottom line with tangible assets. You remove yourself from the variable of human frailty or human weakness. That's what you have to understand. Whenever you invest in paper of any sorts, and we use the term paper lightly now because it really doesn't exist, everything is in cyberspace, and you may have a lot of confidence in that, but which would mean you have a lot more than I do. I think that it's really critical to understand the level of likelihood of complete and total financial loss and devastation. You say, well, you know, they'd never let this happen. They have, but it's all backed up somewhere. Well, I'll tell you, folks, we've discussed a couple times on the show electromagnetic pulse bombs. It's basically a bomb that detonates and it fries all electrical circuits. And I mean all, okay? It may sound far-fetched and sci-fi to you. Absolutely not. Our government already has them. Our government already has enough to wipe out the entire power to the entire world in 30 minutes. Other major nations, Russia, China, all these major players, they have them. And it's really not that complex of a deal. It's just something that costs a few bucks to build. And when you get into developed first world countries, what's a few hundred million bucks, right? So we adhere to biblical principles, timeless, true, and tested all the way through. Without fail, realize that, you know, what we deal in, it has lasted. And I know that people think different, they perceive different, they hear things differently, they think they're okay, they think it's all right, they think, hey, if things get hairy, I'm going to get out. Folks, you're not going to have a chance. I'm going to be candid with you. There is absolutely 100% no chance that when the system bakes, and it will. I know it sounds a little bit far-fetched, but it's nowhere near far-fetched. Man always fails. Man always falls short. Every man-made system in history collapses, and not partially, all the way to the ground. It's man's nature. It's God's nature. It's natural law. It's man's law. Man tends to drive himself into the ground. Greed leads the way, and that usually leads to bad things. So you are listening to Coins Plus, your tangible assets advisor. Again, we can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside Spokane, toll-free, that's 877-TAP-COIN on your phone, or 877 727-2646. Or, of course, all of our previously recorded radio shows can be heard through our website at coinsplus.com. Again, you can download, listen, whatever you want. There's a lot there. They go back many, many moons. There's pretty good continuity. There's a small period of time there for a while I was sharing the show, and we, you know, never got copies of that for our own website. I don't remember the whole logistics of the situation, but we never did get them, and it was kind of a shared show anyway. And there's a small gap somewhere around the end of 2014 on that. But overall, I believe going back almost a decade now, we've got radio show after radio show. Fortunately and unfortunately, my titles don't always address every subject that I cover in a show. If you hear a show you really like, make a note to yourself of the date of the show so you can go locate it. They're very easy to burn, or whatever you want to do. You can burn one for your friends or neighbors. And, you know, you can get the word out there. I know some of the shows have different meaning to different people. You know, and so I just kind of try to be led by the spirit a little bit. So once again, Coins Plus, full service rare coin, precious metals, broker, dealer, depository service, buying all forms of precious metals and coin related hard assets. We offer you the highest rated privately held depository service in the Northwest or far beyond. I always say that because technically, I don't know exactly how far that reaches. I don't know every other privately held depository service out there. I do know that they're rare, and that the advantage of it for us is that, or for you as the consumer, investor, saver, whatever, complete privacy and anonymity. If you've never been to our facility, folks, we'll get people that'll call in and they're, you know, how do I know this? How do I know that? My wife's been listening to the show. She wants to invest with you, but I'm just not sure. I don't know about your company. Go to our website, look at our facility, realize we've been in this facility since, well, we broke ground in 04, I believe. So 12 years since we broke ground, and probably a decade since we moved in. So, you know, it's one of the finest facilities in the nation. We have, you know, not only do we offer a really nice privately held depository service, security is paramount. It's the ultimate security. The building was built from the ground up with security in mind, in all forms of security, not just impenetrability, but even in the actual layout of our floor plan. Our store is expertly designed to be extremely hard to rob. In order to rob this place, you have to be able to cover a 360-degree view of two floors all around you, and the access to the upper floor is behind a secure door. And on top of all that, we've got 42 cameras and Kevlar, bullet and bomb resistive Kevlar walls. The exterior walls are 16 inches of solid concrete and steel. Our windows are bullet and bomb resistive polycarbonates. There's just a lot of things, and there's a lot more that you don't know. So our building is built in far superior to a bank. When I was finishing up the building, I got approached by a local bank. They offered me a ridiculously substantial profit to sell them the building before I finished. You know, I don't know if my heart and soul went into this building. It was fully designed for the most part by me. I had it fully designed an architect friend helped us with the roof lines and a few other things. It was his idea to put on the big clock tower. I'd never really considered it, and I was really kind of not encouraged about it until I started to show the plans to a lot of people, and everybody said, absolutely, that'll look incredible. So we went ahead and did it. Coins Plus has a sister company, Short and Brief, Clock Tower Jewelry. If you come in, it's not going to be the feeling you get when you walk into, you know, Penny's or Macy's or whoever that has a lot of different jewelry sitting around. We've got a decent little inventory, but we specialize in diamonds. We specialize in putting you in beautiful rings at very reasonable, ridiculously reasonable prices, far below anything you could ever find anywhere else. We educate. We'll show you all kinds of stuff. It's kind of sad, folks, helping a young man today. The logic, not maybe just our newest generation, but maybe the way that people think in general. I was speaking with him, and he's like 25, wants to get married, and he was preparing to open a credit card at Fred Meyer to go in and finance a ring, okay? So red flag to me, like, come on, buddy, what are you thinking? So what kind of ring do you want? It's about $8,000, and he gives me the specs. I said, well, for starters, we should be able to sell you that same ring in the neighborhood of $2,000-ish, somewhere in that range, 20-some hundred. And on top of it, we will work with you to pay. He's got lead time. He hasn't put himself in a time pickle, so we can work with him to pay at no interest. But, you know, of course, you know, it's debt's not the greatest thing in the world, but it's better for a guy, you know, if he's got to do that to get the right ring on his woman's finger. I actually don't discourage it at all, especially when it's 0%, and we'll give him a nice window to work in, 90-day window or something like that. Or maybe even better if he needs it. But the point I was explaining to him is, I'm like, look, buddy, you have got to understand that if you borrow $8,000 at 21.99% interest, and you're looking, he said, basically he's looking at a payment that would be about $150 a month. So I want you to understand, he's going to borrow $8,000, 21.99% at $150 a month. So being the ex-banker mathematician, I get out my little handy calculator and I run the payments backwards. I figure out, you know, all this stuff. So it's a 30-year payback, okay? And the problem with credit cards, folks, is they start out at a certain payment based on your balance. If the miracle ever occurs where you pay that balance down past a certain line, now the payment drops again. And each time you get the balance lower, the payment drops again. And I talk to people and they think that's neat. They free up more money to go buy more stuff on credit and get a bigger payment. Folks, that is the extreme case of foolishness and bad stewardship. You can't live that way. It's wrong. It's destructive. It will consume you. So let's look at the math real quick. $8,000, 21.99% interest rate, so 22, and $150 a month, okay? So basically, I did my calculations. That is very, very close to a 30-year loan, okay? Just like a mortgage. It's about, about 350 months. So it's about 29 years. So 29-year payback at $150 a month. You take 29 years times 12 months a year is 348 months of payments at $150 a month means, folks, listen to this. Now, this is assuming his payment doesn't decrease as he lowers the balance. It assumes the payment stays the same. But here's how interest consumes you. His payback on $8,000 at 22% at $150 a month, if his payment never goes down, his payback for $8,000 is $52,000. I mean, that is not how you start a new marriage out. That is not how you manage finances. That is, it's pure foolishness to the point of sin. There's so many, I mean, if you're going to borrow money, and obviously I encourage people to be extremely careful and extremely cautious. Don't get a big new credit card and get some kind of impulsive whim and decide that you're going to be the big man and you're going to take your wife to Bora Bora for a week on your new credit card. And I say that only because I was just talking to somebody the other night. Christian couple have been married 7 or 8 years, okay? Well, he took his previous girlfriend or ex-wife, whatever, I don't know, but he took her to Tahiti, of all things, Bora Bora, the most expensive real estate on planet Earth and also the most expensive resorts on Earth. 8 years later, with his wife, who's been married to 7 or 8 years, they're still making payments on the money he borrowed on a credit card to take his previous woman to Tahiti. So the new wife has to write the check every month to pay for the trip with the old wife. I mean, folks, seriously? That's what debt does to you. It's just a cancer. If you can't afford it now, save it, folks. I mean, if you can afford, just this is all hypothetical, I hope you understand. But if you can afford $150 a month, just save it. I mean, we can sell you, say, for example, in this case, they're looking at an $8,000 ring. Ours would be two. If you can make a payment of $150 a month, that's, you can pay back $8,000 in about 5 years or less, actually closer to 4 years if there's no interest involved, instead of 30. Think of the difference. What's better is if you want to save up for something, you can bring that money into us, buy silver or gold, depending on how much you're dealing with. If you're dealing with smaller amounts, like $150 a month, instead of going out and doing a credit buy, put that money into silver month after month after month. Folks, I have watched people over the years that literally are on the most scant of incomes, absolutely low, low, low pay. And with a savings plan over time, I've watched people literally coming in here back when silver was $5, $6, $7, $8 an ounce and buying a few a week, like six, out of their paycheck. And years later, he's in here cashing it all in for $10,000 to buy a new car. Whether that's the best spending or not, I don't know. But the point is that this man could never have afforded a thing. But by saving every week or every month, day in and day out, and I think it was weekly, he was getting paid weekly, he'd come in every Friday, and he'd say, a half dozen silver rounds, please. And, you know, each time when he was doing it, silver was cheap. It was like 30-some bucks for six silver rounds. Now you're probably $120, and that's with silver down considerably in the short run. But, you know, by saving month after month, he suddenly got to the point where he had $10,000 that he'd saved up over time. So, you know, and the difference is he can go buy something for cash. He doesn't have a debt haunting him. He doesn't have a debt consuming him. And so I would encourage people, I mean, there's a lot of different questions I get off the air. I get a lot of questions about debt and Dave Ramsey, okay? If you've heard Dave Ramsey on the radio, he's poised himself as the financial guru. But what he basically does is he gives very simple, sound, conservative advice. He doesn't take any risks. Not only that, his education, his criteria, resume, whatever you want to call it, he doesn't have any certifications. He doesn't have degrees. He doesn't have work experience that pertains to his expertise. The way he became an expert, believe it or not, was he filed bankruptcy. And he decided in his church to write a book and kind of a study. And he started a Bible study and he started to teach in his church about how to handle your finances. And he got on the local Christian or local conservative radio. And it just started to blossom from there. And here he is today. The thing about Dave Ramsey is there's a couple things I disagree with. And if you listen and you say, well, obviously we all have a right to their opinion, that's great. I agree. But I do think I bring to the table a pretty considerable resume of experience. I've been, trained as a mathematician and actuary where you do all the statistical analysis for insurance companies. Yes, very boring, but I have a pretty good handle on numbers and mathematics. I've got graduate equivalent of economic study in research. And I've got work experience as a regional manager for Bank of America, the housing division, the mortgage division. And there's a lot of other things that go into it, So it's not just a matter of a random opinion. We base our advice on what we feel to be biblically sound. And so that's just kind of where we're coming from. Do the right thing. If you're, don't buy major ticket items on a whim, and don't always assume that you're getting some kind of a fair price just because jewelry's on sale or whatever. You can, the sale is just a game to lure you in to think, well, look, honey, perfect timing. Right when we need a ring, they're having a jewelry sale. Well, what are the odds of that? They have sales all the time. That's what they do. So anyway, I'd encourage you. And the other thing on borrowing money, Dave Ramsey's fundamentally opposed to it. He's fundamentally opposed to the precious metals. And I'm talking to an unbalanced or biased extreme. And you listen and you think, well, that, like I said, everyone's got their opinion, right? Well, not necessarily. Solomon said, hey, money is the answer to everything, didn't he? There is, fortunately or unfortunately, money is really a major catalyst in significant behaviors, especially when they're relating to corporations and governments. Well, if you look at Dave Ramsey, all of his major sponsors are these stock corporations. So he is peddling and pumping people off of his show invest in poor foolishness and encouraging them not to do what the Bible says. So the other issue with borrowing money is this. Mortgages and the whatnot have gotten so low that we are at what's called a zero interest rate level, where the cost of funds for the Fed is so low that to go lower would actually mean that they would start to pay you to borrow money. And that doesn't make sense, but it is the logical linear progression. And so interest rates are artificially suppressed, okay? They are controlled by what's called the Consumer Price Index, which is supposed to be an independent third-party organization, well, run by the Federal Reserve to dictate exactly what inflation's supposed to be at any given time in our day and age. But the problem is it's skewed, it's biased, it's wrong. Anytime you've got people with big money involved, they have big influence. And back under Reagan, he started to tweak just a little bit with the Consumer Price Index and remove things that belonged in there and put things in that don't. And his argument back then was, hey, we're advancing so rapidly that we need to put a freeze on it. So then what happens later on is, We get FDR. We get, you know, a whole bunch of other socialistic regimes. And we basically end up with the grand deception. I had a friend that worked on the Consumer Price Index board. He quit in the 90s when Clinton took his first run at this thing, or Clinton, when Reagan took his first minor run at this thing. Reagan created what's called the plunge protection team, which basically means when the market starts to fall, the government, believe it or not, will infuse capital into the market to prop things up. And what Reagan began lightly, because he was having trouble, I guess, I don't know, but he proposed some minor changes to the Consumer Price Index. Under Clinton, he went in and just flat changed a bunch of the items so that the Consumer Price Index is now a fully exclusionary index. What that means is it does not include the Consumer Price Index. Now, we're talking about the index that is supposed to get a bundle of all the items that you use or buy on a regular basis and look at the price increases. You know, the number one selling stove, the number one faucet fixtures, computers, cars, apples to apples, of course. But food, transportation, real estate, and energy costs have been removed from the Consumer Price Index. Well, what does that do? Number one, it gives them an extremely artificially low rate for the Consumer Price Index. That is what so many people rely on in making business decisions. It's crazy. When I talk to a lot of these people, I try to explain to them the flaws in it and how to calculate the actual numbers. You can go to a website called Shadow Stats, I believe, where the guy actually has all the right information and he writes and explains why. So anyway, so basically, when we look at the Consumer Price Index, I'll get a list here of stuff and we'll do a, I think today we're going to make this Financial Topic Friday. Believe me, I would love to soon be open the phone lines. I've had various issues with literally trying to get a guy here who's capable for like 8 months. He's supposed to come in and get everything hooked up. Obviously, not just anybody can do it, but I don't know if he's just that good or we're not a priority or what. But I would love to get the phone lines and be able to get the listeners' input. And so someday we'll be able to do that. But you have to promise me when we do that, you know, we get the right people and that they're thinking clear and all that. So let's talk today with the time that's left. I'll touch briefly, you know, I mean, unfortunately, the campaign cycle's going full bore. Donald Trump's numbers are surpassing Hillary's. When I speak to some Christians, they're concerned about Trump. But I'll tell you what, folks, people that are in the know, a good friend of mine manages a very, very substantial multi-billion-dollar corporation. And he works for a man that I would say, you know, is comparative to Trump in ways. He's not as strong. But the thing is all the people that are closest to this man love him and say he's got a terrific personality. And I think that Trump is the same way. I think he's an old school New Jerseyite that, or whatever, New Yorkite that just, you know, we always heard how rude New York people are. And maybe Trump is the epitome of that, but people who've met with him one-on-one, behind closed doors, whatever, speak extraordinarily highly of him. They say he's very professional and incredibly intelligent. And he'll ask, actually, when the general, I think it was, that when he first got his national security briefing, the general came out and was asked a question of how it went. And the guy's comment was that Donald Trump was one of the smartest men he'd ever presented this stuff to, hands down, bar none. And that he, you know, really had the right questions. He honed in right away on, you know, what mattered and fighting ISIS. And according to this general, he just was brilliant. And the impression we get from people that are, you know, like him is it's, you know, is it comes across as foolishness, because a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. Well, sadly, in society, money makes the world go round. You know, as they say, I mean, it just is what makes the world tick. And that motivates people. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's something we need to deal with regularly. So to kind of get to the thrust of things, I want to talk. One thing I kind of, and by the way, I can't even tell you why I've got a little bit of a hoarse, rash kind of throat. Sounds a little rough. Trust me, there's no pain or discomfort involved. I think we've all had that, and I can't even explain to you what caused it, but I can tell you my throat, it sounds funny. There's no pain. I'm not sick. I don't know exactly what's going on or why it's going on, but it is what it is. So if you hear the difference in the voice, you'll know why. So let's talk a little bit about the real world and Donald Trump. I don't, you know, I'd really like to focus on what's good and positive and, you know, and heading forward. But when it comes to the real world and the economy, we just, you know, we've got to be honest with ourselves. And we've got to be aware of the end times. We've got to be aware of what people are doing to destroy our country. And Obama, I do it all the time, but he is really an interesting cat. So let's talk about the world situation. We've got Trump leading in the polls. Hillary's coming on a lot stronger. Very aggressive, very attack mode, mocking and belittling Trump. No one ever seems to want to point out the fact that he basically started his business from scratch. I know people say, oh, he had a loan from his daddy. Well, let me tell you, he says it was a million, some say three. He's now worth arguably over $10 billion, according to some sources, and other sources you can alter, but so anyhow, so he's basically, I think you've got a successful candidate in Donald Trump, a track record of success. And as I was mentioning earlier about another individual is, you know, it's he and these people invest in some of the most incredible real estate in existence. They build these buildings. They spend exorbitant money in their betting on people coming to stay there. There's huge risk involved. I had a guy call me here. I think I talked about it on a recent show. He was talking about getting into a pot farm in another state. Well, obviously my morals are not conducive to that. But, you know, with all due respect, I got to hear people out. And to me, the more he talked, the more he talked himself out of it, realizing that all he would have nothing. So let's talk about the world's political situation. Let's talk about what's going on, what affects metals, where they're going, why you need to be in them, or why you need to trade out of certain stuff, and we'll try to get a good pace going here, okay? So when we look around the world right now, these are things that I consider to have a huge impact on your, on the necessity of buying and owning precious metals-based portfolios, which we specialize in, more and more. I mean, there's just more and more and more of it. People are all over it, and it just sounds like, I don't know, it's hard, it's 50-50. So, anyway, So basically, if we know the Bible and we are watching as we're told to watch for the signs of the times and the seasons, we will notice so many things going on around us, and we accept them as baseline because that's just the way we are. We accept what we know as the okay, as the moderation. If somebody has an abusive father, you know, after a while, the child just succumbs to it and starts to figure, you know, the dad's messed up, he needs to be loved, whatever it may be. You know, so be it. So what's going on globally? I keep starting and I don't really get there, but the world's politics and economics really changed around 9/11 of 2001. I think a lot of the ducks were in the row. People were ready to start to take over power and try to institute martial law. But America was the big barrier. So many of our previous leaders had just utter, pure, godly wisdom. And, you know, they understood what things were all about. And they knew truth from a lie and whatnot. So when we look at the world's politics and economic, we've got scripture where, you know, Christ said in Matthew 24 and 25 is powerful stuff. I mean, people read a lot of times, I think we blow through scripture and we don't even slow down to truly concentrate on or appreciate what is being said. So let's see if we can't do that a little better today. So, I mean, since we're talking about it, I popped up to Matthew 25. And then he goes on and he's talking about, you know, people being prepared. He's like, then the kingdom of heaven will be or is comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. So that's a long process, as we know. The next one is 5 of them were foolish and 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the prudent took oil in flasks along with the lamps. But the prudent took the flasks along with their lamps. Now, while the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight, there was a shout. Behold, the bridegroom come to meet him. Now, this obviously represents the return of Christ, and it represents, where are you going to be? Who are you in the lineup of virgins? It's Christ uses some phenomenal symbolism. A virgin is basically a woman who's never been penetrated by a man. She's pure and unadulterated. She's absolutely holy in the physical sense for the most part. And Christ, of course, fits that description perfectly. He's the Holy of Holies, and the trump that goes off is basically the warning. I see the name Trump as being very ironic, just like the name Anthony Weiner, if you follow news. This is a New York congressman who got reprimanded and removed from sending out extremely inappropriate, inflammatory, whatever you want to call it, sexual texts of his, you know, what parts. And so, you know, down he goes. The name Weiner and his, you know, what gets him in trouble. And then we get Trump. Well, Trump is the trump card. It's the man on top. Trump is also, as I just read, a biblical warning to correct your lives, to straighten up, to repent. You got one chance. And it's arguable the way we've seen so many things happen around Trump, it's almost divine, if you know what I mean. If you think of the meaning that he will trump and that he is a warning to America, and yet despite one event after the next confirming exactly what he says that week, the media just won't quit. In fact, the real war is on now. They're coming after him full throttle. They're outspending him on about a 10-to-1 scale. I don't know if he thinks he's waiting for the election, but I think he needs to get ahead now to win. I really do. And so I hope he does. So let's talk again. Now we're going to stick with it. We've got, since 9/11, some pretty serious geopolitical stress, as I would call it, around the globe. I think you'd all agree. And when we get into Matthew 25, he talks about the bridegroom and the bride and the foolish, you know, that don't bring the oil. The prudent, that means his wise elect, answered, no, there won't be enough. They said, the foolish said to the prudent, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the prudent answered, no, there will not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. So when Christ comes back, will you be prepared? Will you have your ducks in a row spiritually and be ready to go? And while they were going away to make the purchase, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour. For it's just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them, which that's us, folks. To the one he gave 5 talents. Here we go with the parable of talents. To another, and to another one, each according to his own ability. So basically, it's ironic how God ties together our preparedness for his return with this parable of talents, basically saying, are you prepared? And oh, by the way, let's look at and talk about what you've done with what I've given you. And as we go through the parable of talents, we know that the guy with the one becomes ruthless and aggressive and hostile and angry and accusational towards God. And it just, it's really a sad state of affairs. And so we need, long story, to be prepared, but in season and out of season, realizing, but you know what? If you walk with God, it really doesn't matter when it happens. If you think you're going to time it, you're missing the boat altogether. So as we talk about our geopolitical system, we've had huge influxes of foreign individuals. I'm talking massive from maybe like Syria and whatever. People that just absolutely are a threat to this country if they're not properly vetted. And Christ says in Matthew 24, it was, I went to 25, but in Matthew 24, when he's warning us about the end times, right? He actually comes and he talks about, you know, they'll see him there, they'll see him, they'll deliver you to the tribulation, they'll kill you, many will fall away, and they'll betray one another and hate one another. The false prophets will arise and will mislead many. I mean, folks, this is a dirty situation because lawlessness is increased. Most people's love will grow cold. Think about that. Because lawlessness will increase, people's love will grow cold. And I theorize to you today that lawlessness has gone rampant. I mean, every form of sexual activity, every form of, you know, you name it. I mean, it's out there for us, right? We have really fallen off the turnip truck. And you have to realize lawlessness, a lack of structure, law. Our country is a country of laws and regulations. But because of attorneys, they've run amok. They've made precedenting cases that make no sense. People have to get permission from the government to sue the government. Otherwise, there'd be some level of accountability, but there's not, because they try to say that the government is the taxpayer's baby, and, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know, essentially as we go on, it talks about, you know, pray that your flight's not in the winter and, you know, go get your jacket. And he does talk about one of the really clear signs of the end times is he says, there's some interesting scriptures to watch for the end times. He talks about the false prophets that rise up. The one who endures to the end will be saved. Okay, so the thing with that is this scripture really makes it hard to get your mind around a full preacher rapture. And I've heard people say, yeah, but that's just one scripture. That's Jesus, you know, when he tells us that if you endure to the end, you'll be saved. He also puts us in a situation of utilizing clarity God gave us to make his, you know, relationship positive. So as we go down in the scripture, we get further and further on as far as him warning us. But the one of the key factors that's in there is he talks about the great tribulation. But where I was going with this is he talks about wars and rumors of wars. Well, when we look at the state of the Middle East, we are there. I mean, granted, we've got this false sense of, I don't know what, you know, peace or whatever you want to call it that people feel, but in all reality, there's really no holds barred anymore. There's no limitation on what somebody will do, but, you know, so anyway, I'll just leave it at that as food for thought. So our economics and politics is definitely at a stage it's literally never been, at least in my lifetime. And some of the stuff I think is very, very intriguing. And it is what it is. It takes a special person to try to, you know, get to those levels. And so as we move on, you know, with everything going on, we need to watch for wars and rumors of wars. And I'm sure it's not so we can hide under them or God would buy us a tent. And we need to realize that. So we need to understand the world we live in is very tense. You hear a lot about it, and that's good. I mean, Trump sees it clear, and so many people don't. It's just wishy-washy kind of liberal land. The other thing to keep in mind, the current path of our central banking fiat currency, fiat means it's valued only by decree, basically like a king used to rule by fiat. If he said it was, it was. It was definitely, it was divine. Well, the thing with currency is the same way. They make a piece of paper and say this is worth a substantial amount of money. As long as you'll take it from the last guy and the next guy will take it from you, you have a system of faith that basically keeps the currency too strong, and we're seeing less and less people, you know, that are really, I don't know, trying to accomplish those kinds that aren't getting it, I guess, basically. So the state of our fiat currency system, folks, is literally propelling us at some rate of speed, actually propelling the entire globe towards an imminent economic and financial collapse at, you know, a financial collapse at an exponentially increasing pace. It's just accelerating beyond anything we've ever seen before. There's never been a precedent in history like this. And that's why we need to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, are we prepared for this? I mean, really, are you prepared? Because if you're not, you still have time. And I watched this movie the other night called The Shallows. It's kind of a modern-day Jaws movie about a great white. But in order to make the movie work together right, they had to have this young 20-something-year-old girl make every possible mistake you can, or not every, but as she's first gives up and starts to find, you know, more. I mean, it's essentially, well, anyway, no movie critiquing today. So we need to just ask ourselves, are we prepared for what appears to be really inevitable? And that, folks, I hate to say that, but let's call it at least financial uncertainty. At most, we could see some pretty serious, well, it's inevitable that with the amount of currency we've created, we are going to see some inevitable severe inflation take place. And, you know, a lot of people have moved away from it. But anyway, so if we keep going. You need to have your assets protected for the worst of times. You basically prepare for the worst and pray for the best. Remember that the precious metals and precious metals-based assets have literally been the pinnacle form of wealth in every civilized society throughout written human history. That's the peak of the peak, never changed. One man after another stamps his face on a coin and issues fiat this or fiat that, and you respect it, but it's not, it's always there. It's just never changed, and we try to act like we're smarter now and we're different. All that's happened is the people in power have become richer at the expense of the small guy, but the real small guy doesn't even phase, and I don't think that the concept is interesting. So the precious metals are always the solid top of the top, and they always will be. It's like not only as an investment, but just as something, you know, that will last. Precious metals are real money, okay? Let's be honest. I mean, if God said it is, and it always has been, and there's just, you know, the biblical history is very rich and very clean. And, you know, so when we buy precious metals, we have to realize precious metals-based assets, that is not an investment that we are diving into. I mean, we are preserving our wealth in the safest, most long-term conservative manner available to us. Just because we're smarter and we can come up with newfangled ideas to make people laugh doesn't mean, you know, that things have changed. So you can't think of precious metals as an investment. And the reason is that investments have a low risk, you know, and, well, that's something to keep in mind. So when we invest our money, when we go into metals, we need to stop thinking of it as an investment. And it takes some time, but we've got to think of it as real wealth, something that's going to last. And the Bible's very clear that people will be casting their gold and silver in the streets in the end times, that there's kind of like nothing stopping them. So, but we have to realize that I believe God put that there 4 or 5 times to show us that precious metals-based assets will last. They're always there. We've all got our favorite broker and all this other stuff, and I've done it so many times, okay? So we've got to realize precious metals are real money. They're documented, tested, and true from the earliest written human history. Our government and the world banks have literally suppressed precious metals prices the lowest they've been for a very, very, very long time. And it's manipulation. They used the futures market in, I believe, 14. Obama met with all the world leaders of the central banks. And the next week, they began taking turns buying huge shorts contracts to drive the price of the metal up. So basically, our government and world banks have suppressed the precious metals prices since the 1800s. So when you calculate an inflation adjustment from historical pre-suppression days, you're essentially looking at, well, when you calculate an inflation based on that, I guess where I'm trying to go with that is gold needs to be above $10,000 an ounce and silver needs to exceed $500 an ounce just to return to the comparable buying levels that have been maintained over the previous 100 years or 1,000 years. The U.S. dollar has literally lost nearly 99.5% of its spending power from the inception of the Federal Reserve until now. So $100 in 1913 is nearly $20,000 today. You got to take a minute and really take that in. So basically, I think you get where I'm going. It's, you know, they've never lost their value. They're there. You need to preserve and protect. Obviously, we're short on time. It's Friday. And I'll tell you, folks, Coins Plus 444-0044, toll-free 877-TAP-COIN, or the website coinsplus.com. Give us a call. We do it all. Let us preserve and protect and, you know, just be prepared. What do you got to lose? Thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a great night and a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.